space. There's a lot of it. Planets. Asteroids. Moons. Stars. All sorts of crap out there just floating around. The more we learn about the cosmos, the stranger it becomes. And the really creepy part is that's where the Earth is. It's time for the IVTU to gaze into our galactic neighborhood and figure out what's what. Welcome to Idiots in Space.
Consistency is key. It is the key. Craig, you'd be a good baritone or bass. You know?
Yeah.
You go like,
sing really deep.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. I could always, like on church choirs, I'd always like, they never knew, and I could sing really deep. Swing low, you know, and like they would be like, who's singing like that? And I'd be like, I don't know, whatever. You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude.
I never liked it as a kid, though. I used to be like, before I could, I smoked for like 20 years or whatever, but like, man, I used to like kind of be able to really like sing like super, sound like, especially with this cold, I just like cough up some blood, but you know, yeah.
That'd be pretty metal, though.
Pretty metal. That's some Gene Simmons style.
Pretty metal. So, I think we need to get in our IDTU Kia Rio spaceship.
Kia Rio. It's still a Kia Rio.
It's still a Kia Rio. I'm sorry.
I know. We got to get in it because it's time for another episode of Idiots in Space.
That's the sound our Kia Rio makes.
Such an embarrassing spacecraft.
I mean, that's all we could really spring for at the moment. I'm sorry.
When do we get the upgrade? I mean, how many planets do we have to do?
You know what? I don't know that we're going to get the upgrade while we're still in this solar system.
Man, well, we got ways in the Kia Rio.
We got a ways. Hey, we can put some cool bumper stickers on it. We can trick it out maybe with a big subwoofer, you know? But the back is definitely full of coffee cups, empty coffee cups, like entirely piled with empty.
I know what that looks like.
Yeah. Well,
tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it is another episode of Idiots in Space where we are venturing further into the inky blackness of the universe to seek out the answers of what's going on in our intergalactic neighborhood. And tonight we're talking about the next closest object to Earth, generally, most of the time. And that's the planet Venus.
Venus?
Yeah, Venus.
Like the... Was it named after the razor? The woman's razor?
It's named after the woman's razor.
Wow. I can understand. It's a great product.
It's a great product. You know, and they just waited on that planet until something that was just great enough in women's hygiene, feminine hygiene came along. Hmm. You know, just like a normal, like a regular razor, but like pink.
Right. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire, your desire.
Yes. I think they were talking about Bananarama is the cover saying, who's original for that one? Blue something.
Oh, I don't know.
Venus.
Who did the Venus?
Shocking Blue. Shocking Blue was the name of the band that did the original Venus song. Yeah.
Wow.
1967 or 8 or something like that.
Oh, so they took it from an actual song. That makes it way cooler.
What?
Took the what?
I'm your Venus.
Yeah.
I'm your fire. Yeah, Bananarama covered that from a song in the 60s.
Gotcha. That's what I mean. I thought that they just kind of wrote it for the woman's razors.
Oh, wow. So you just noticed the commercial thing.
Yeah, I didn't know it from anything else.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, yeah, it's been a pop song for 40 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 50 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, before the razor.
We need a fucking Owen Wilson button where it's like, wow.
Wow. So what do you know about Venus? Tell me what you know.
I'm pretty sure it's blue. Is it blue?
Yeah, I guess it is sort of blue.
Like a blue-gray?
Blue.
I'm looking it up.
Well, it's kind of a red. On the surface, it's red, I think. It's kind of a...
Isn't that where women are from, right? They're from Venus.
Right, well, there's that. Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's that.
Okay, what else?
I know that it's pretty low-key. Not a lot.
not a lot
going on in Venus. Not a lot of local bands. Not a lot of house shows.
No, not a lot of house shows.
No. So
very little like farm to table or farmers markets.
Yeah, they really need to get on that.
Right.
They really do.
I don't think they probably even have like one ice cream shop.
What?
I know.
I can't get a guava squid ink ice cream.
Yeah. It's Earth's twin is what they consider it. You know, because it's kind of similar to the Earth in the sense that it's about the same, made of the same sort of mantle and core and about the same weight and the same size and all that sort of business.
Twinsies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And up until, like, the 1950s or something, everybody believed that Venus was a jungle planet. You know, so that's
what?
Why you get to, yeah, they thought that it was just all clouds and there were just, it was all like steamy jungles and that's what they were going to find there.
Oh, fucking cool.
Yeah. But unfortunately, they sent some probes into the atmosphere and they started to figure out that like it was not going to be a steamy jungle on Venus.
Oh, man. Now, I wanted a steamy jungle.
Venus is about the worst place in the solar system.
Really.
I mean,
what
other
about
than
Jupiter?
On the sun, rather than on the sun.
Isn't Jupiter just a giant ball of noxious gas storm? It's
I
like
think
a big
Venus
fart.
Is kind of worse.
How?
I mean, like, first of all, like being on the surface of Venus, it's like being a mile underneath the surface of the ocean as far as the pressure goes. I mean, like, just like, yeah, you're fucked. Just immediately. It's like 800 to 900 degrees all the time on the surface of the planet. Occasionally, there'll be a little rain or a little mist, a little fine moisture coming down. And that's sulfuric acid. And that'll just like, you know, whatever. You'll see what that does. It turns like organic shit into charcoal, essentially, is what that does. If you get a little higher in the atmosphere, you start getting like crazy winds of, you know, just 200 miles an hour going all the time. Storms of this sulfuric acid everywhere you go. Cyclones. There's double cyclones at the bottom and the top of the planet because the winds are whipping so fast that they just make these double cyclones. It's actually pretty amazing.
That's fucking awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
It's kind
super
of like
metal.
It's like the poles of Earth. You know how we have like a magnetic pole, right?
Yeah.
Magnetic poles. And that must be sort of the same concept, but just affecting the crazy atmosphere on Venus.
Right. And Venus does have a magnetic pole as well.
Sure.
They feel like there's something that happened to that maybe that is different than ours.
Huh.
And that led to, because Venus is essentially at one point, they know from backtracking what's going on now, that Venus was a planet with oceans and maybe anything, but maybe plant life, maybe all that stuff, just like Earth.
Really?
And something happened to the protective magnetic shield of the planet. And it heated up, and the sun started to heat it, and triggered this cascading global warming on a level that is just beyond our understanding, really, as far as the Earth goes. And all of the oceans evaporated and turned into these sulfuric clouds in the sky, and they can just kind of trace how that's happened, you know. But it's only been like 700 million years since it was a planet that was pretty much similar to Earth, which is not very long, not even a billion years. I mean, less than a quarter of the length of the Earth, you know. So, or the Earth's 14 billion years old. So it's such a very short period of time that, that Venus has been the way that it's been.
Wow. That's incredible. So that's basically what's going to happen if we don't listen to Al Gore.
Well, no, we still have like a magnetic pole that is keeping a lot of the radiation and stuff at bay on our planet.
You know? Oh, I see.
There was some other bigger issues going on than carbon emissions. But yes, essentially like that would lead to that same sort of deal eventually if it just went like, you know, beyond, you know, if we were like just burning all the coal all at once. And we had like some huge, like the Earth open up and just have a bunch of lava fields spewing stuff into the sky. And maybe the poles went haywire. Then we would get Venus, you know, and it would take quite a while for it to get to that point sort of thing. And we've had some hard times. Like, it's really hard to get much information about Venus. There is, I guess, a Japanese probe that we'll get to in a minute that kind of have an exciting UFO potential photograph that maybe we could look up and you could take a look at.
Cool.
From this last probe. The Japanese are sending a probe to Venus currently, but the Russians have been the ones that really started the Venus stuff, because at the time, you know, up until the 50s, they thought that that's where they're going to find life. You know, obviously, Mars was like this barren desert, and Venus looked like it was going to be this tropical thing. So let's go to Venus. It's closer, and it just seemed like a better option. So they sent these probes there. And they were the first ones to take photos of the surface. And it was weird because it's hard. No one even hardly knows about it because it was almost ignored by the Western media that they'd even gotten there and done any of that sort of thing.
We will take photos of surface of Venus and we will find vegetation. We will grow even more beets for borscht.
And of course, in these pictures that they took, several of them, they really, like, all the space kooks come out and they say, like, oh, there's a little, like, mechanical creature that's moving across that moves position as
what?
It's kind of a weird thing.
A mechanical creature?
It looks like this, they say it's part of the space probe that broke off.
Uh-oh.
But it looks like this little, like, shell, like there's a little flat piece, and then there's like these little things underneath it, and it does move from one spot to another in the various pictures that the thing sends back. And how that moved after it crashed, it's hard to say, because it took like one panoramic picture at a
time. Aren't there fucking crazy winds on Venus, though? One. You were saying there's...
On the surface, though, it's pretty still.
Oh.
I mean, there's just like this area where like it's so hot and it's so like...
Dense with like moisture.
Dense with just
evaporated
pressure.
Yeah.
That like even like the sulfur, most of the sulfuric rain that falls usually is vaporized by the heat by
okay.
the time it reaches.
I'm sorry,
surface.
But note to future Spencer, sulfuric rain is a dope song title and you should totally use that.
Acid rain, baby.
Acid rain is sick, but that's been taken, I feel like, as a song title. So you got to get
right.
a more
right.
specific
yeah, sulfuric rain. Sulfuric rain.
Think about that.
Yeah. But the pictures are beautiful. If you ever look at those pictures of the surface of Venus.
I can see some right now. It's very beautiful. It's,
yeah.
it's like yellow and red and orange. It's
but they didn't get very many of them before the probe just completely started to melt and like crush in on itself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's always been the problem, is they just can't get anything to survive for more than like 45 minutes an hour on the surface of the planet. The Japanese, have you looked up the Japanese probe picture?
I got some UFO. I got some completely different pictures when I looked that up. I didn't get a single picture of Venus.
You did when you looked up Japanese probe. You didn't get a single. But UFO.
Oh, my God.
Japanese Venus UFO photo, maybe, or something like that would bring it up. But I guess they just opened up one of their solar
I see the first
wings.
Article is aliens are on Venus and there. NASA could be covering it up.
See, there we go. That's probably true.
This is what a documentary says. And it could very well be from YouTube.
That is the fountain of truth.
Yes, just articles nowadays citing YouTube. That's great. Well, shit, it is.
But there are a group of scientists right now that believe they have discovered the potential life in the clouds of Venus. There are these dark patches in the massive dark patches in the clouds of Venus in the upper atmosphere that arbitrarily change shape and get larger and smaller and move around in ways that don't really make any sort of sense. And they believe that those could be swarms of like algae or that sort of thing that we get on the oceans. Mm. That are just moving around in those upper atmosphere. Because there is also the potentiality that we could colonize Venus. We would just have to learn how to live in the upper atmosphere in like floating cities. And the atmosphere is so thick that the technology to build things that could float in the air like a cloud city or something is quite feasible, actually. Mm. So that's also something that might be.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking absolutely. Awesome.
Yeah.
According to this documentary, of completely unknown origins, there appears to be a part of Venus that is livable, supposedly, where biological entities could be living, and that there are some structures there.
Oh, that's his new news to me.
Venus has a lot of white craters that seem to have a lot of structures in them. I believe it's a base. Nature doesn't create symmetrical shapes, but this is a perfect shape.
And it's interesting because there's no way of seeing the surface of Venus because it is almost always obstructed by clouds.
Right.
I don't understand. And there's only been like a, handful of photos ever. Where that information's coming from is somewhat.
It's coming from like two photos, basically. And they zoom in really, really far.
Uh-huh.
And there's basically like a little square within a crater.
Okay.
And all right.
I take it back.
Yeah.
Then.
So, see, that's 100%
proof. There's shit living on Venus. Mm-hmm. I take it back.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Bingo. That's what you learned today, folks.
Yeah.
Aliens are on Venus.
Darn it. Yeah. I was just going to go straight boring old stuff that we could prove. But it looks like there's a little pixelated dot out in a crater on Venus.
Yeah, just when you thought you knew everything.
Yeah, well.
But there's a media blackout.
Yeah, of course there is.
There's a media blackout surrounding Venus.
Of course there fucking is. They don't want us to know.
Japan's first lady, Venus is a beautiful place.
See, she's been
dun,
there probably.
Dun, dun, dun. Miyuki Hayatoyama, wife of the new PM, on UFOs and meeting Tom Cruise in a previous life. Sounds fucking great. This is the Guardian too. This isn't a conspiracy website.
Wow. So the wife of the Prime Minister of Japan is kind of a cuckoo bird.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I believe that.
Or Scientologists are completely right. Tom Cruise has traveled back in time into different alternate realities.
Do they claim that?
No, I don't know. What they claim?
Because that'd be amazing if they claim that. That makes me want to follow him more if they can send time.
I feel like they probably think that they could if they wanted to, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they're on their way. They're on their way.
There's some smart guys. Look them up. Join up, folks.
There's some smart guys.
You're going to be spending all your money. But anyway. Yeah. I don't know. You're very right. Japan has a cultural thing with Venus. And yeah. Maybe not culture, but they've been pursuing it for quite some time.
Yeah, it's actually their specialty, yeah. Hmm. But there has been a recent, they just opened up the space, the solar wings or whatever on their probe, and there was a really interesting thing in the frame, in the picture that I saw.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've got a different UFO kind of.
Well, it's just this recent picture, just in the last little bit.
Atatsuki probe. That's what you got to look up. Or Akatsuki. Akatsuki.
Akatsuki. Are you getting it? Did you find it?
Yeah, I see a few.
It's a black and white.
Most of them look like they're just coming from very far away.
No.
Is it? Most of them are of the entire planet.
Yeah, no, this is a picture that the probe took itself that is sent back to the Earth. It's just a partial picture of a solar wing and then the black field of space, and then there's a shadow of something out there in space. No that way. Is like this, yeah. Here's a picture of George Bush sure with an alien.
Oh my God.
See, it gets deeper.
See, I knew
it. It gets deeper since.
I knew it.
Yeah. But I think that's pretty much all that we have about our sister planet Venus that I've got. Do you have anything else? It's played a big role, you know, I guess in like popular culture and all that stuff, but that's more of like the Greek goddess.
Yeah. And I also wonder if all the planets have similar sort of alien, there's aliens on this planet and this planet type movements, or if it's,
I guess we'll have to find out as we get deeper into
that's
the,
something I'm curious about.
Gotta fire up the Kia Rio and just keep voyaging out there.
We're gonna just need to put on some good old
How are we gonna do like odd objects? Because I want to do that Oumuamua, that weird metal piece that came flying into our solar system and whipped around the sun and came flying back out of the solar system and is gone again. That first, where are we going to put that? You know, where are we going to put that sort of stuff?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think we could put that in between planets.
In between planets.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. Like maybe just throw a bunch of stuff in with the asteroid belt.
Yeah. There's a lot happening there.
Yeah. Yeah. So throw in some, you know, inner extra solar system objects into that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff coming, but next time it's going to be probably one of the funnest, and maybe even like it's going to be a super long one
because
it's fucking Mars.
Oh, damn.
And Mars is the big daddy.
The god of war.
Yeah, it's an amazing one.
That's where we came from.
Yeah.
And there's so much. That's where we came from.
Yeah. And there's so much. Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
And we fucked it up and then we moved to Earth.
Maybe.
You know, there was a giant war. Raised the surface of Mars.
How long was the YouTube video that you learned that from?
It was a series of YouTube videos.
They definitely knew what they were talking about then.
Yes, and it's
so
they
well,
had little,
well over an hour, probably.
Like 7 hours.
Okay, so definitely.
They had little pictures that were animated and talked to you.
Well, then definitely there's experts.
Yes.
Those experts, okay.
Yes.
Okay, well,
expertly
crafted. I trust that because I'm getting it hearsay. So, like, it's especially something that I can count on.
Yes, you can believe it third hand, fourth hand.
Right. It's just like everything you hear on Indians Discuss the Universe. You can just go right ahead and believe it.
Don't look any of this up.
You don't gotta. It's not a big deal. You just go ahead and believe her.
Just exactly what we say. That's right. You just believe. Just we come from Mars, okay?
Just turn off those top parts of the brain.
Big
all that pesky stuff on the top of the brain, just turn that off and just let it flow
in. How do you explain me this? There's deserts in Arizona, and that's where the aliens landed in New Mexico. And Mars is also a desert, meaning that aliens love sand and dry climate.
I don't think anybody's going to argue with you on that.
That's right. That logic is infallible.
Aliens love sand.
They do love sand.
They do love sand.
They love a good sand.
And it's hot there. So if you're from Venus, you're going to go somewhere that's fucking hot.
Aliens kind of, they start schwitzing.
Arizona.
They
I want to go to Arizona.
They start schwitzing after a while, and then it's all, then you're like, hey, I wish I went to Venus.
Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, that's it for Idiots in Space. This has been Idiots Discuss the Universe. I'm Craig. That's Spencer.
Hi.
Bye-bye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.